During a recent visit to Turkey, Afghan President Hamid Karzai warned that there will not be any hope for peace in his country without help from its neighbors in fighting terrorist groups. The Istanbul conference, hosted by Turkey and Afghanistan, involved top diplomats from the region and the West. The United States is working with its partners to build what's been called a new Silk Road to embed Afghanistan in the economic life of the region. The plan aims to boost trade in the region by linking Central Asia's roads and railways with Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India.
The bottom line is you can't make Afghanistan a new Silk Road until you stabilize the country and stabilize the politics. So all these visions for the future are sort of getting ahead of the immediate job at hand, which is to continue to stabilize Afghanistan.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington who specializes in national security and defense policy. He says the troop drawdown policy is reasonably sketched out, but the harder part is to strengthen the Afghan political system.
What we're seeing is that 2014 is also the year that President Karzai needs to step down. We need to help Afghans have some meaningful way to choose who's going to replace him. Unfortunately, the Afghan constitution, for which my country has some responsibility, creates a very strong president and weak political parties, weak parliament, weak alternative centers of political influence. And that leaves you poorly prepared for a presidential election where the incumbent cannot run.
Some analysts warn that 2014 elections will be a disaster if the widespread fraud alleged in the last elections is repeated. They say there must be an agenda for serious reforms to put Afghanistan government on a sustainable path. Caroline Vadims with the Center for American Progress.
The justice system is either in the hands of the Attorney General, is in the hands of President Karzai, or it's an incredibly weak justice system. So there's got to be greater checks and balances so that there's some accountability within the system and so that people can channel some of their grievances. So that's another, that's a basic, those are sort of minimal reforms that need to happen. There's got to be a way through creating checks and balances, through more decentralization of the state, to bring more voices, to bring more inclusivity, and to bring more accountability to the system.
At this point, the United States and the international community intend to keep funding Afghanistan's efforts to build its infrastructure and provide other basic services to its citizens. But if security continues to deteriorate beyond 2014, these plans could be derailed. There may be some violence still after 2014, but regional and Western countries are supporting an Afghan-led reconciliation process that will ensure a stable and democratic Afghanistan. Mohammed Atif, VOA News, Washington.